Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The National Weather Service is testing a new voice for its weather radio in select markets around the country. Here is a recording from South Carolina market where the new radio voice is being tested. We'll first hear the new radio voice and then the current weather radio voice.
Upgrades have been made to the system which produces the broadcast programs for NOAA Weather Radio. A new computer program is being used to generate audio recordings of the forecasts, observations, watches, and warnings created by the National Weather Service for the radio transmitters. The actual broadcast programming is the same, but listeners may notice that messages are being read in a different voice. The National Weather Service office in Greenville-Spartanburg is part of a small group of offices nationwide participating in an operational test and evaluation of the new voice system. Meteorologists at the Greenville-Spartanburg office are closely monitoring the quality of the new voice and verifying that the correct content is being broadcast. If significant problems are discovered, the office will switch back to the original system until the problems can be fixed. Once again, no change is being made to the kinds of programming heard on NOAA Weather Radio transmitters. Watches and warnings will continue to cause receivers to alert as before. If you have comments regarding the quality of this new voice, please call 1-800-267-8101. Again, that phone number is 1-800-267-8101.
Now the current weather radio voice that voice will replace.
Wind chill values as low as 5 below after midnight. Friday, sunny, cold with highs in the mid-20s.
This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC and Waveform Radio.